Chapter 6 Sugar Cookies.
Every time I hear people talk about how different Japan and America are, I remember my first Christmas in the United States. I was a graduate student and had just finished my first semester at the University of North Carolina. One of my classmates, Peter, asked me to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at his parents' house. I was sure my experience would be completely different from New Year's with my parents in Japan, but in the end, my overall impression was that they were both pretty much the same. Sure, some things were different. My family in Japan had never roasted a turkey before, and, well, I could hardly believe it when I saw how many presents Peter's family had put under their Christmas tree. I couldn't get used to how they all clomped about their house with their shoes on, and I was surprised by how bright and festive Peter's aunts and uncles' clothes were, even though most of them were over 60 years old. Their house was about 3 times as big as my parents, and it had 5 toilets. And no one served me kamaboko, steamed fish paste, or kazunoko, herring eggs. But when all the brothers and sisters, cousins, aunts and uncles and grandparents gathered round the tables they had pushed together, steam rising from the big serving bowls filled with turkey and ham, potatoes, carrots, broccoli, green beans, hot rolls, when we all held hands, closed our eyes and prayed, well, being with so many loved ones, sitting down to such a big feast, it just didn't seem to me all that different from a New Year's dinner in Japan. I have 2 other memories from that Christmas Eve. One is of the morning we spent making sugar cookies. We means Peter and me, and Peter's mother and father. It seems that it was a Christmas tradition in their house, and I still have the recipe that Peter's mother gave me.
Cream a cup of sugar with a cup of butter and a teaspoon of vanilla. Mix 3 cups of flour with 2 teaspoons of baking powder and 3/4 teaspoon of baking soda. Mix the creamed butter with the flour, roll the dough up into baseball-sized balls, and chill the balls in the refrigerator for an hour. Roll out the dough and cut with cookie cutters. Bake for 8 minutes at 350 degrees. Mix a cup of powdered sugar with 2 teaspoons of warm milk and 2 teaspoons of light corn syrup. With a brush, paint the cookies with the icing.
350 degrees. That's Fahrenheit, of course, not Celsius. I'm usually not one for sweets, but I had spent the entire morning stirring and cutting, rolling and baking, and when those cookies came out of the oven and we painted them, they were absolutely delicious. One of Peter's nephews, Sean, was only 6 years old, and I'll never forget that evening how carefully he placed a glass of milk and a plate of sugar cookies under the Christmas tree for Santa Claus. The other memory is this. No matter how many times everyone told Sean that Santa Claus wouldn't come unless he went to bed, Sean refused to. He was just too excited. Finally, Peter's father decided he would play a trick on Sean. He snuck outside, got a ladder, and climbed up on the roof. Then he started stomping on the roof and bellowing, "Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!" at the top of his lungs. I'll never forget how huge Sean's eyes got and how fast he flew up the stairs and leapt in his bed. But then, suddenly, we heard Peter's father fall. He tumbled down the side of the roof and fell into the bushes by their front door. He had broken his arm, and Peter and I had to drive him to the emergency room. The next morning, though, when Sean woke up and ran downstairs to find the milk and cookies gone, and a big red bicycle under the tree, Peter's father was sitting in his big chair, a white cast on his arm and an enormous grin on his face. Since that morning, I don't think I've ever seen such a happy person. So those are my memories of a Christmas in North Carolina. Sugar cookies, a Santa with a broken arm, a family, a feast, and a very special mood that made me feel that I wasn't really that far from Japan at all.